Okay, so on the Ran and Memches, the Ran is explaining the Rif Shita in Rabbi Elazar. The Rif Shita in Rabbi Elazar. How does the Rif hold that Rabbi Elazar allows Eidei Chasima alone? Okay. And the problem is, there are two problems with the Rif Shita. Right? There are two problems with the Rif Shita. One is what? In terms of that it never says anywhere Af Eidei Misericordiae. No sugya says, according to the Ran, that's Rabbeinu Ephraim Sakasha, never says anywhere Af Eidei Misericordiae. So that means that according to Rabbi Elazar, only Eidei Misericordiae. So if only Eidei Misericordiae, the Rabbanan can come and make a takana to add something, but they can't remove. They can't remove Eidei Misericordiae. They can't remove a requirement. They can add something to make it easier, but they can't remove a fundamental requirement. It would be like this. The Af would be, in other words, if it would say Af Eidei Misericordiae, it wouldn't necessarily imply that Eidei Chasima are Iker. It would mean Rebbe Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karti. It would be the Af in comparison to Rebbe Meir. Not an internal Af. You know what I mean? Okay. Second question on the Rif is the Gemara in Ksubas. Right? Yeah. That the Gemara says if you have two shtaros that are dated the same day, and there's no way to know who got it first. So the Gemara says according to Rabbi Meir, they have to split it, right? And according to Rabbi Elazar, the Dayanim have to decide who gets it. So why is that? Because according to Rabbi Meir, Eidei Chasima Karti, so the shtar has no shows. So the shtar is effective at the end of the day. So they're both going to be effective at the same time. So then you have to split it. But according to Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara is saying, since there are Eidei Mesira, so then the kinyan will be effective at the moment it's given. And therefore, the Dayanim have to try to figure out who received the shtar first. Okay? But in other words, Yachloku means that it doesn't matter who got it first. And Shudidaini means that conceptually, whoever got it first gets it. Okay? And it's up to the Dayanim to just figure out, based on his likes and dislikes, I mean. But, so the Balamor's question, though, is that if you're going to say that you can have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, so then they both should be effective at the end of the day. Assuming there's no Eidei, if you don't need Eidei Mesira, according to Rav Elazar, so why does Gemara say that it means that the Mesira will definitely be, that the Mesira will definitely effectuate the Kinyan and preclude the next one's Kinyan? Maybe it's Rav Elazar, but there's just Eidei Chasima. And then he'd be equal to Rav Meir. So you see, the Gemara holds that Rabbi Elazar always requires Eidei Mesira. And even though there are Eidim Chasum Mal Hashtar, since there are Eidei Mesira there, that's why the first one wins. But if you hold, but the Balamor contends that if you hold like the Rif, that there could just be Eidei Chasima, and there's no din. It seems that he holds that by according to Rabbi Elazar, you wouldn't need to have there'd be no kiyum to have the Eidei Mesira once you have the Eidei Chasima. So according to Rabbi Elazar, right? You wouldn't say by shtaros. I don't know if you hold it by shtaros.
Explain the Mahlokes differently, by the way.
One second. So therefore, his question is: so if there's only Eidei Chasima, then the shtar should be effective at the end of the day, just like Rabbi Meir. So you see, since the Gemara differentiates between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, it must be Rabbi Elazar has Eidei Mesira. Okay, so the Ran starts out with a bold step, simply reversing everything that we've been saying. Right? that we're saying that Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Chasima are good, and the Rif says even Eidei Chasima alone are good, right? So the Ran says that doesn't mean Eidei Chasima are good. It means that it's always Eidei Mesira. Starts off firm. Don't let anything change your mind about this. It's only Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira alone, and Eidei Chasima are nothing. He's making it much more difficult. Right. That takes care of the first problem. That is true. The Gemara never says Af Eidei Mesira Karti, which would imply Eidei Chasima are also Karti. Because Eidei Chasima are nothing. You always have to have Eidei Mesira. So why does Rabbi Elazar hold Eidei Chasima as good, according to the Rif? Not that they're Karti, that they're good. It means that what? Because he holds that the Mesira is Koreses as long as it has with it at its time Edom. Whether the Edom are on the actual Mesira or on the Guf Adavar. I mean, it just sounds like a double talk. Yeah, go ahead. He clears it. He keeps going. I mean, you read the words, but it's like you don't, you can't pick up the meanings, and not. It's like he's just saying what. He's just telling you something is not what it appears. It's just not. It looks like they're Eidei Chasima, but they're really Eidei Mesira. And he carries this very far. Go ahead.
That will work even though it was not given to Eidei Mesira. So how does that work? He says that
Lav Mishum.
Lav Mishum does not relate to Eidei Chasima Karzu. Ella Sheha Mesira Koreses Mikimah Sheyesh Eidim Al Ikar Hadapa. Nahavu Hu Eidei Chasima Ke Eidei Mesira.
Sherei.
Get Yotei Mitavas Mitavas Yodav the Eidim Halalu. Who be a doer Shahabal Mashallah.
Nimtu. Phew.
Yeah, that's the key line.
So he says, how does it work? That it's not that he holds Eidei Chasima or Karti, but the Mesira is Koreses, since there are Eidim on the main thing, that makes the Eidei Chasima like Eidei Mesira, because the get comes out from her hand with these Eidim on it, and we know the guy gave it to her. So it turns out, as if they watched it. Right? No, he's saying, just factually, what he's saying, you need Eidei Mesira. That is absolutely unequivocal. You need Eidei Mesira.
You see that?
Right?
I think you can see the Eid in here.
But one second, so how do you have Eidei Mesira? How do you have Eidei Mesira? Because since they signed on the get, right? And the get is the main thing. Since they signed on the main thing, and she's now holding it with their signatures on it, and we know that she got it somehow. She must have gotten it from the husband because he had it. He had it, and now she has it. So it's like they witnessed it.
Why can't it be she wrote it and the husband walked in, and now they see?
No, because they're Adam on the shtar. The Adam who signed the shtar know that the husband wrote it.
Doesn't mean they were there when it was given to them.
What?
They don't have to. Doesn't mean they were there. How can you say that their signatures mean that they were Adam?
I don't know.
That's the problem. That is the
signatures don't indicate that they were
Adam. Repeat it one more time, anybody?
Right. So now he says, even when we say Eidei Chasima, even though we say that we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar b'shtaros, and we require Edom on the get, Edom on the shtar, right? We won't allow a shtar to be given without Edom, even if they're Edom Mesira, we won't accept it. We need them to be written on the shtar. That doesn't mean that we change our minds by getting. Because he says that before. He says earlier, it can't be that we're going to say it's a puzzle get. It's not a good get, and it works by shtar. So it has to be a unified system over here. So it doesn't mean that we paskin by getin eidei mesira karti and by shtaros eidei chasima karti. That wouldn't make sense. Rather, same thing, right? Now he says when we paskin like Rebbe Loza b'shtaros, it's not that we're saying by shtaros eidei chasima karti, right? We're really agreeing with Rebbe Loza the whole way. Eidei mesira always karti, even by shtaros, because we can't paskin by getin in one way and by shtaros in another way. That's what he's saying. So he's saying, so the only thing is when we say that the halacha is not like Rebbe Loza by shtaros, we mean to say that what Rebbe Loza says, that you don't need any edom on a shtar, we disagree with. And we say you need edom on a shtar. But not because the edom are going to be kona, but not because we say edom asira would not be a good kinyan, but because we say by shtar, we have a gezeira that you need something that is yochol lamod yomim rabim, right? But in fact, the edim chasumim al shtar are still functioning like edim asira. He's saying even b'diavad, midrabanan, b'diavad.
L'chila on a shtar, you only need edim chasumim. But if they're functioning like edim asira.
That's right. But it's more than the chachil, even b'dievet. We hold l'maisa as possible.
It's interesting in the sense that in Bagetin you're saying that Eidei Chasim are going to only be a b'dievet.
Right.
Right. So now it comes out that even if a b'dievet for something that's, you know what I'm saying, it's taking place with Eidei Mesira, which is the chachil of Bagetin.
Right.
Yet Eidei Chasim are now...
That's correct. No, as Rebbe Lazar would hold, Rebbe Lazar himself is straight. He always would say the same thing. Bagetin and Shtar, same thing. But we, Midrabanan, have another takana that a shtar should be able to be retained as a raya for a very long time. So in order for that to work, we institute one form of shtar so that the shtar always functions in the mele as a raya that's yochol lamod yomim rabim. So we disqualify a shtar that doesn't have that quality. Not because of shtar, not because of kinyan, but because of raya.
Why did Eir Hasim over there, why is he able to become the chachila by getting not?
There's two things. First, you have to understand what is the Ikar Adin, and then reasons why Chazal.
We understand the Ikar Adin as in it's stated.
But his point over here, his main point is to tell you what that even though we say over there by shtaros you only need dafke edi chasima, right? They're still functioning like edi mesira. That's the only way that they're functioning. We're not saying that by shtaros edi chasima karti and by getting edi mesira karti. We have another reason, tikkun olam, there's another reason why the chachamim disqualified, there's another reason why chachamim did not pass like Rav Elazar b'shtaros. Not because they say a shtar kinyan functions differently, but because they want the raya. But the point he's making is this, and this is how he's going to try to answer the Baal HaMor's question, that even by a shtar of kinyan that requires Eidei Chasima, they are still functioning like Eidei Mesira. Okay? Okay. So therefore he says, it works out the Gemara in Ksubas, that even though the Chasima is on the shtar, and the shtar only has a date and no time, still, the one who gets the shtar first will be kona. Why? Because they're not being... I mean, he's revealing a little bit more of what is going on over here. It's still not really clear. But he's saying the Edom are not... He's not being kona through the shtar, but through the mesira. And the Eidei Chasima are still validating the mesira. He keeps focusing on the mesira is kona. The Mesira is kona. The Edom on the Shtar are still validating the Mesira. And since they're validating the Mesira, and a Mesira occurs before, one Mesira occurs before the other, therefore we can say, shoot at the Daini. But now he shows you what Rabbi Meir Svira lay. You know, now to get the contrast over here. That's right. And Rabbi Meir holds it's because of the chasima that they're making the kinyan. right? Because if they would have seen the Mesira, meaning even without any takanas, just the straight din, according to the mayor, even if they would see the Mesira but never have signed on it, there would be no kinyan. So you see that the Mesira is not kona, the chasima is kona. I mean, but doesn't... Yeah, okay, go ahead. But they're not going to be kona without the Mesira either. I mean... Right. Saying Reb Meir is saying over here, what he's calling it is that Reb Meir is saying that the chasima is what makes the kinyan.
Right.
And the chasima is in the shtar, and the shtar operates at the end of the day. So both shtaros are mekuyam at the same time.
Right.
And it's not the mesira that makes the kinyan, according to Reb Meir, because if you gave the shtar without chasima, it would be invalid.
What's the date according to Reb Elazar? I just forgot. He was not acquired.
No, it has a date, but no time.
I'm saying,
same thing.
I'm saying the coins both of them have a date and no time, and therefore, according to Reb Meir, it's sitting in the coin at night.
Right.
But according to Reb Elazar, right, in a regular case.
Because only I got it.
It goes by when he gets it.
It goes by when he gets it.
Fine. That's what he's saying. That's where he's revealing a little bit more of what's going on over here. That what? That according to Reb Meir, what? It goes by the time on the shtar. According to Reb Elazar, it goes by the Mesira of the shtar.
The shtar does something in the coins right there.
Right.
Right. I mean, the shtar is the thing that's actually getting over the property or whatever it is.
Right.
Well,
so you got right.
Elazar,
so according to Reb Elazar, it's easy to understand. I mean, it's the Mesira. We know what Mesira is. And that everything is in the Mesira. But according to Reb Meir, like the Mesira is, although it's necessary, but it sort of takes like a backseat role over here. It's like hard to... You know, you get into like the difficult problem where you try to say something that is
necessary.
Not necessary is necessary but not essential.
Is this like a
you know, you get one of those things. It's necessary but it's not essential.
Is
a kinyan. Yeah.
So therefore, you say like that everything is a ma'aser kinyan, right?
Right.
Especially now, when does your ma'aser kinyan take effect? So one of the things in the transfer over. So if you say that the shtar itself has some power or whatever it is, then the shtar says it's having this date, it's over.
Okay.
You're saying that this is a ma'aser kinyan, right, and it's just the thing that we're giving over, it hasn't been dated for whatever other purposes, right?
Right.
And the actual ma'aser kinyan, when you picked it up, and that's why the transfer over, because it's really your act.
Okay, good. Goofy. Right. And then he reiterates that even though we hold the Reb Elazar by shtaros, it still is working through, is still working mitam ede mesira. They're kona mitam ede mesira. That just like Reb Elazar himself holds. So we don't hold, and when we say we don't hold the Reb Elazar by shtaros, it means we negate one of his mechanisms. But his tam we still hold. We still hold by his tam. And therefore, the Gemara rightly says that according to Reb Elazar, even though there are only Eidei Chasima, they'll be Kona at the Shas Mesira. And according to Reb Meir, with only Eidei Chasima, they're only Kona at the end of the day. Right. And then he says in the end, that's why the Rif says that it's better to use Eidei Mesira because they have the Iker. That's a difficult idea still. Okay, anyway, so what's the idea here? Right, and then he goes back in that the Eidei Chasima are only good because it's like it was given before them. And what's the first thing we can say about this Bala, about this Ramban, about this Ran? What's the first thing we can say about this Ran? I mean, what's the first thing you have to say about the Ran?
It's strange.
Thank you.
Next thing.
That when we say Eidei Mesira Karti, what do we not mean? I mean, it's almost very obvious, but we just have to say, what do we not mean by Eidei Mesira Karti? We do not mean that the Eidim have to see the transfer. I mean, we have to remove that premise. We have to tear that up. Eidei Mesira Karti does not mean that the Eidim have to see it. I mean, because if you say the Eidim have to see it, there's nowhere to move. You can't say it's like they saw it, they wish they saw it, they heard it was great. It's not, I mean, nothing's going to substitute for that. There's just no way to, there's no way to put those two things together. Can't be. No, it's like, but you're saying it's like this. You're saying that midaraisa, you need Eidei Mesira, meaning Eidim witnessing it, right? But those aid, but not because they have to see it. There's a certain, because then seeing it does something.
Right.
Seeing it does something that you can also accomplish through Eidei Chasima.
Right, but Eidei Mesira, we meant that. I mean, it's just the best way of accomplishing it.
whatever that thing is the best way.
That's correct. But it's just a means of something else that he's saying somehow you can accomplish with the Eidei Chasima. But what does he say? I mean, he tries to put it in the beginning. He says that what does he focus on? What does he focus on?
The Mesira.
Now, in terms of the Chilah, in terms of defining the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, what does he focus on? What's really the Koreis, right? What's Koreis? Is the Mesira Koreis, or is the Shtar Koreis? Right? In other words, the machlokas of Eidei Mesira Karti versus Eidei Chasima Karti really is based on another question. It's really based on a deeper question. It's really based on the question of what is the Koreis? Is the Koreis the Mesira or is the Koreis the Shtar? Right? That if you're going to say the Shtar is the Ikar Krisus, then the Eidim are going to have to be on the Shtar. If you're going to say the Mesira is the Ikar Krisus, then the Eidim have to be on the Mesira. Now, it's not like an external thing it's not really Eidei Mesira Karti and Eidei Chasima Karti. It's really wherever the Ikar Krisus is has to be qualified by Eidim. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if they say Eidei Mesira Karti, that means Rabbi Elazar is saying the main thing is Mesira. And then Mamela, there has to be Eidim on the Mesira. And if Rabbi Meir holds Eidei Chasima Karti, he's saying it's the Shtar that's the main thing, and they have to be Eidim on the Shtar. Okay, but what does that mean? The Shtar is the main thing versus the Mesira is the main thing. I mean, and giving. I mean, and the problem is everybody holds you need a written document and you need to give it. Right? It's like what? Where do you put the accent on? Where do you put the accent? Writing and giving, or is it writing and giving?
Can you say?
I mean, does that really change anything?
Yes, the whole world.
Mil el and mil ra. I mean, that's what we're going down to.
Just one way or the other from the pasuk.
No, is there a deeper idea? Is there a different concept? That's what I'm trying to get. Is there a different concept of gittin and of shtaros in general? Right? That means that the shtar is the ikar as opposed to the mesira is the ikar. Okay. So let's put it another way. Now, according to Rabbi Meir, what are the Eidim being made on? What are they being made on? So they're being made. So what does that mean? But what are they really being made on? Lemaisa, what are they being made on? That he wants to divorce his wife. Right? Or that he wants to give this piece of property to someone. Right? They're being made on the das of the Baal. Right? That's what they're being made on. The das of the Baal. They're being made on the das of the Baal. They're being made on the das of the Baal. And what are they being made on according to Rabbi Elazar?
The mice are made
on. But how? I mean...
Details.
What are they being made on?
What are they being made on? I mean... They're not being made on the Nesina, I mean...
What do you mean they're not being made on the Nesina?
Because there's no Nesina. All they're being made on is the Das of the Baal. I mean, the whole Ikar of this run is he's saying that the Eidim writing on the Shtar, according to Romero, doing one thing, and according to Rebbe Elazar, doing a completely different thing. Right?
The
Eidei Chasima. Right? He says that the Mesira is Koreis, as long as with it, together with it, at the same time, in its time, there are Eidim. But we're not really picky exactly how those Eidim are there. Bain Shehem Me'idim ala Mesira Atzma. Oh, al Gufadava. But Gufadava is not... Gufadava is before it. Beforehand.
And it's funny that that's the Gufadava.
They're not being made. It's the Shtar.
It's like Gufadava is the Bidyevit part, because you think Gufadava would be the...
Right. Right. Okay.
Is he saying it's like Kiddush? I mean, it's not like he's gone out of the picture now.
Well, let's pull in some facts that we know. It might be helpful because I said there are nafkaminas. There are a lot of nafkaminas from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. Namely, the first nafkamina is: does the get have to be written the Shema or not? And all of these things have to coalesce. All of these things have to fit together, right? They have to be driven by the same underlying principle, because it all comes from this machlokas of Edi Mesira Karti Edi Chasima Karti.
Who says what?
So Rabbi Elazar says Edi Mesira Karti. Therefore, he requires what? That the get itself be written Lishma. And Rabbi Meir says Edi Chasima Karti. Therefore, he doesn't care whether the get is written Lishma or not, as long as the Chasima is Lishma.
Like
this has to have the same, it has to all fit in with what the Edom are doing, according to Remeir and Rabbi Elazar. Yeah,
that's good, because you could say that.
But the question, right, the question is not whether Nesina is necessary. Of course the Nesina is necessary, everybody always has to give it to her. It's a pasuk. But the question is, the focus is what's kores, right? What does he mean by that? The focus is what is kores. Is the Nesina kores? Or is the get kores? I mean, what does that mean?
The
Nesina
kores
is the get kores.
Of course
you need the Nesina, right, but he's saying, but that's not what's kores. What does that mean, it's not what's kores?
She's not divorced until he gives it to her.
But everybody has to say that. Everybody would agree to that.
That's what I'm saying, so it doesn't make sense.
Even Rabbi Meir, right. Okay, but in other words, just another way to put what you're saying, just to get one step closer to a definition here, right? Just tell me if you agree with this, that... Now, as you could look at it like this, that the get, according to Meir, the get is a complete document. Okay? And then the Nesina is just to effectuate the, is just to allow the document to be effective. A little bit descriptive here. But in other words, the get is really the document. The get is the document. Right? And the document itself is, or like the shtar hakna, the shtar is really the makna, but the nesina is just allows the shtar to be effective. Okay?
It's like a mechanism.
Or, but if you say edim sira karti, so then like you were saying before, it's the giving of the thing. But what does that mean? But what's important is not the giving of the thing. What's important about that? Is that you are saying that the shtar itself is that the get or the shtar itself is not a complete document. You know what I mean? The question really comes down. What's really important is the question of how do you view the document of the get or the document of the shtar? Do you view it as a complete chefza on its own? I know it goes against what we were saying in the other shiur, but we weren't necessarily learning the right manner. Are you saying the shtar is really, the ikar of the shtar is the das makna, is the das of the baal? That's what you create. You create a separate entity of the das of the baal, right? And then mesiras daito is... Unless you give it, right, then your das is not effective. In other words, it's really your das gerishin that's the ikar.
According to
Reb Meir, it's really your das gerishin that's the ikar, or the das makna that's the ikar, and that creates the cheftza. Okay, that's really the ikar, and they're made on that, and that's the document. But the document won't be effective unless it's delivered. Okay?
And then without it, it can't exist.
But according to Rabbi Elazar, it's really like we were saying the other day, that it's not that you're creating a separate cheftza of shtar, but it's the communication of it. It's the communication. And you have to go back to that idea. So therefore, you'll say that
not
what?
You deliver it.
I can't see that.
We'll come back to it.